Hey guys, welcome back. So the hero is the villain and the villain is the hero, or I guess Sid is the hero? Anyway, we're talking the Legion finale, season 2, all coming up right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
No one knows what it's like to feel these feelings.
It's, unfortunately, this one isn't the jammed up version that we got to listen to in the opening of the show, but
still great.
Yeah,
still always great.
Yeah,
who's always great?
I know, right? That's what it is now. Nobody has lighters.
Nobody has lighters because nobody smokes. It's all electric, electronic cigarettes, which you can't really hold up.
Not as cool.
All right, guys, welcome back. You are watching the after show for the Legion season 2 finale. I'm Rick Hong, and I'm joined by Carrie Lane to my left.
What's up?
And on the other side, I've got Zia Anderson.
Hello, hello.
And back by popular demand, I've never met this guy before. I'm always like watching when I'm not here.
Wait,
saying,
for real?
Who is this dude? We got Mr. Christian Blatt.
This is the third time I'm on the panel and the first time that I'm actually here with Rick. And I'm happy to be here.
Bring some testosterone to this.
Yeah, that's
after
right.
Show, because after this episode, I'm like, oh man, I'm going to be outnumbered if there's three ladies here.
And is there a problem with that?
No. Okay. I'm just saying, with what we learned from the episode, you know. So.
Well, side note, we do have a live chat going. I see a few of you have talking already, which is awesome. If you're watching, join us, please. And I know it's kind of a late show, so comment down below if you're watching this later.
Yeah, so what did everybody think? And so, Christian, since you're back by popular demand, I'll start with you.
Well, that's the opposite of ladies first, but thank you. I'm happy to go first. Sorry, ladies.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, we'd been building towards so much throughout the whole season, and I was glad that we finally got the finale. I definitely have to admit that that moment when you see 3 years later, I'm like, oh, God. Damn it. No, this is what I wanted. It was so awesome. There's like a little cartoon David and a cartoon Shadow King. And oh my God, when we come back from commercial. Oh, but at least we then do go back again and see a little bit of it. But I was just like, oh no, I'm not in a good place right now. But I think that, you know, and obviously I'm sure we'll get to the end. I did not see it going that way. And very interested in sort of the about face that happened late in the episode. So I think it was a great finale to what was occasionally a frustrating season, but it all feels worthwhile.
Yeah, and we'll talk about towards the bottom of the hour about what we all thought about the whole season. But Zia, what do you think of this finale?
This I loved it. I was freaking out in the beginning of the episode. First of all, Behind Blue Eyes song, and then the cartoon David and Farouk fighting. Oh my God. So it started off with me just being like, oh my God, I'm all in. So that was incredible. And then, yeah, I actually personally liked when I'm one of those crazy people that I really liked when they did the 3 years later, because I was like, ooh, we're going to get to see, I have to see ahead. I'm one of those people. I like it. So I liked that. But then I also liked that they went back and showed everything. And I loved that stark contrast between the cartoony beginning to just the very real, he's beating Farouk's head with a rock. I love that.
Because it's a traditional, let me teach you up.
Just
right.
Beat the crap out of him, blood everywhere. And yeah, I was all in the very beginning. I loved it.
We'll get to it, but quite a few of in the chat are debating Sid, the hero, really?
Oh. I'm kind of with you.
We'll get there. Don't worry. Caroline, your thoughts?
I agree. The epic battle at the beginning was so good, and we kind of had taught this discussion on Marvel TV Weekly.
Sundays at 10 p.m. I don't know why I said
plug.
That.
Green Lantern of, you know... And then also even earlier in this, if you have all these weapons at your disposal and you do very mundane, but I felt with the images of themselves, they got very creative on how they were fighting. And that was so rewarding and so cool to see them standing there. And I'm like, sure, it's their like astral projections essentially fighting each other. I dig it. The 3 years later was kind of cool, but it did tune me out a bit more. Like, all right, did I get a message on my phone? I normally am not that person too. So I'm like...
Well, Kara, I'm always telling you, nobody's texting you, so I don't know why you would
No, I just did the Sense8 finale, so I'm checking out my Twitter on that one.
Oh, okay.
Go check that out, Sense8 finale.
I Just to think back for 1 second before you move on from that, if the 3 years later, if not for that, we would not have seen Melanie or Oliver at all in the episode.
Yes.
So I think that it's good that it's there in hindsight.
We'll get to that too. We'll get to the two of them as we talked about the whole season and everything. And,
yeah. It was a hair long though, because they are, but it is the only bits you get of them. So that was fine. But it's almost sad because I'm like, wait, you don't have your bodies. Oh, are you guys like, we'll get to if we feel good or bad about them. But it was pretty epic and anticlimactic, I would say.
Okay.
Because again, you're like, I want more.
And then we have to wait a year.
So
now.
Anticlimactic in that sense of like, it is this great build. We do have a battle. And then there is this kind of all other conflict. And we pause. I'm like, don't do that to me.
I enjoyed it. The opening was great. That's exactly how I wanted a Legion finale to go. Mm-hmm. Is just, let's do this. It's been building up. Let's do this. I didn't quite mind the 3 years later part, because that's what Legion does. It always screws with you. Is that wherever you think that you are, all of a sudden they'll do a turn and say, no, you're not there. And, it's, you know, Christian, to your point, it's true. That is the only time that we eventually learn that we see Melanie and Oliver for this particular episode. And we'll talk about them, about the whole season in a second. And then I didn't quite see the whole ending twist either. Not in that sense. In terms of the turn who's actually on trial?
Yeah.
So I didn't see that coming. And so I like that in true Legion fashion. And like, luckily we already know that there is a season 3. I think we'd be a little bit more annoyed if we had to wait to say, are they picking up for season 3?
Nope.
Is that how it ends?
Yeah.
So at least that we already know that they're going into a season 3. It's good that they ended it that way. Yeah. I mean, granted, we have to wait about a year now, probably.
You know, which is going to be hard.
Yes.
They really left you on a cliffhanger.
Someone brought up in the chat, Zeiss Billy, where's Potonomy?
Well, yeah, we'll talk about Potonomy. Yes. Yeah, yeah. We're going to get there. There's a lot of things. There are a lot of different things that I've noted about this season and about this particular episode. So, Zaius, I love that you watch, and we'll get there. All right. I mean, okay. So we've been talking about this opening, and yeah, I mean, you've got a true kind of Marvel X-Men fashion. You know, David's floating towards Farouk.
So
I mean,
cool.
He's not flying. He's like doing that. I'm going to be upright. And I'm just going to go there. And then, and then we've got, like, the whole animation sequences. I mean, we've got the animated advertiser.
And
like
floats, too.
Yeah,
and he does, too. I mean, we've got a samurai versus a knight. We've got a rocket launcher. We've got
a shark.
Rhino versus bear.
Squid.
Birds, yeah.
A little dinosaur in there.
Yes.
Yeah, Viking versus T-Rex. I mean, large. Yeah, exactly. I mean, Sid and David are even against each other at one point, kind of, in some way. Which kind
of. Oh, he fell for that one. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Come on, it's not her. Just fight.
We've got a cameo of the devil with the yellow eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
yeah.
I was thinking, watching this, I'm like, man, you know, if I was a writer, I was like, you could just take the avatars and be like, I'm gonna turn this into a sci-fi movie.
Well, they essentially almost had their Sharknado.
Yeah, so I said no, like shark versus helicopter, Viking versus T-Rex. I mean, that could be a sci-fi television.
I think all the things you just said each could be their own movie.
You know,
Viking versus dinosaur.
Yeah.
I would definitely watch.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If I was a writer, I would start like opening it, like doing it right. And if you guys are at home and being writers, go try it and see
what
happens.
There's a new horror movie coming out with the Bermuda Triangle that has Vikings, Nazis, and some other weird creatures all in the Bermuda Triangle.
I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
You got me with that.
Yes.
You had made Nazis.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and so then we definitely see that Lenny is in the background. Like, this is where that whole tuning fork.
Yes.
Comes
that
into
played out
play
so well.
It did.
To exactly. To like after we kind of see David's like in the web entanglement of Farouk and Farouk kind of being the arachnid spider, and then Lenny shoots the tuning fork to kind of reset them. And
that was so good.
Which is a nice reveal that's what she was there to shoot, not a person. And you know, she shoots the tuning fork and then also shoots a bullet. You know, and so she doesn't actually shoot any people, but she still gets, you know, surrounded by armored thugs.
Which, how on earth did she get that shot? No one could ever get that shot. That was amazing.
Well, she has two sets of eyes.
Exactly. I was going to say, well, she got bigger eyes, but I'm kind of like, no, it's just because her eyes got brighter, not necessarily she got bigger eyes. She already has big eyes, but
she has those contacts, so she's keeping them open real wide.
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, so we love that part of it, and yeah. then now we're kind of mixed on the panel about the 3 years later, where we see Melanie and Oliver.
I almost feel bad for them, because it feels like, I mean, they have each other, but they're shut off from the world, mm-hmm. and it seems like they're back in the space Oliver was in to begin with.
Yeah.
And they've hidden their bodies, and I'm like, well, they don't age, but still, it's like...
And they're doing that thing where they're forgetting words. Yeah. This is the same thing that happened to Oliver when kinda he was there. Kind of creepy. Yeah, but it's kind of exactly what Melanie wanted.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's actually kind of what... The life that they're living now is what she wanted, but him offering that up to her a couple episodes, like saying, you could join me here. Mm-hmm. There, and she, yeah. like, you know, and she was like, what? She's like, no, I wanted... She wanted him actually outside of the astral plane.
To be an actual... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, he was only out of the astral plane for a little while, and when you think about it, it didn't really go well. So maybe he's like, you know what? I'm just going to stay in here because it's safe in here. So I guess in that way, I'm happy for them, because they seem to have definitely settled into a routine where they're like, yeah, where are our bodies? And they didn't remember Sid's name and things like that, because it's like, it's kind of not important to them anymore. Just
blissful.
Yes.
It's just very blissful.
No, I mean, it's funny, though, because it's like, oh, yes, our friend Glasses McLabcoat and the girl who would kick.
Yeah. I liked her. Semi-quick little rewind. A couple people in the chat point out, though, that Lenny was trying to shoot Sid. That it was accidental she got the bullet.
That's a great point. That's going to be how she would lose her arm.
That's what I was waiting for.
And then it got the bullet, and I was like, holy crap, what a shot.
Yes.
Now I still want to know how she lost her arm. Or if that still happens.
Season three.
Yeah.
Maybe season four. You're right.
Yeah, maybe four.
The way this show works, probably season five. Yeah. You'll find out.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So what I want to do right now is I've got this kind of broken up where I want to explore David and Sid part one.
Okay.
Part one, like when they're still out in the desert. And yeah, obviously, like Zia, you were talking about how David's there, and this time, like, yeah, instead it's his traditional, he's got the rock.
Yes.
He's got the rock, and he's just ready to just crush Farouk's head with it after he's been bashing his face in. No more let's fight with our avatars. Yep. Let's fight physical and Captain Kirk style for some alien or whatever. But then Sid shows up.
That part made me really angry. I was getting so mad at Sid. Go ahead.
I was hoping. No, this is one of those. I want to know if anybody else saw this. I was hoping David's head was a head on the Minotaur. Because they brought the head and there's a skull. And I'm like, oh, is that the crazy reveal that he has gone like nutso and he became the Minotaur? And that's why she bothered to bring it?
Because they never did.
No, they didn't. Because I wanted her to be like, I've seen your future reveal. And this be like, oh,
use it as. Oh, that's cool.
That would have been kind of amazing, actually.
That would have been awesome.
Because then you go, oh, that's it. Like, it's been working with for. Oh, it's just even more like.
Hey, Noah Hall, you listening to Carrie Lane's idea?
You can definitely fit that into season three. You can kind of explain away. Yeah, absolutely. Because,
like, why did she bother to bring it? It felt so much like.
Let me interrupt. If you kill a Minotaur, you're going to keep the head too.
Well, I was going to say, we find out later that it wasn't even her that killed the Minotaur.
She just grabbed the head.
Okay, let me revise that. If your friend kills a Minotaur, you're going to say, hey, can I keep the head? Thanks.
It's pretty cool.
Okay, and I think we were agreeing on this to someone in the chat. JJ says, Sidney had me mad AF this whole episode. Yes.
Yes. I was so upset that all it took, she was with David throughout the entire season. Yep. She was with David in the last episode. She had some questions, but she was still, for the most part, with him. And all it took was one conversation with Melanie, who, by the way, wasn't even Melanie at the time. Mm-hmm. That was Farouk. So this whole, my brain's all over the place with this episode. This is leading me to believe or think that this whole thing is constructed by Farouk to save himself from David.
Yeah.
And he was,
Two hybrid 3-9 says she's the one who turned him. Exactly.
Yes.
She caused the problem.
Yeah. And I think Farouk is behind everything that Melanie said, is behind what Sid does. Yeah. You know, he's involved in all aspects of this. And when we get to the end of the episode, obviously that is very carefully orchestrated all by him, you know? Mm-hmm. So the whole idea, you know, or just very quickly, early in the season, my thinking was that future Sid was actually not really future Sid. And it was just a projection from Farouk.
Right.
Now that's not it, but Farouk was involved and behind the motivation of Future Sid. Mm-hmm. So it really, it just like he spans everything. Basically, it all comes back to the Shadow King.
It does.
You know, my favorite is when she shows up. She's like, you know, she's like making fun of him, kind of saying, "You've had a lot of girlfriends, have you?" And then she's like, "When
no,
a woman,
haven't.
Yeah, haven't, haven't.
Yeah, yeah.
When a woman wants to talk, you talk.
Yeah, yeah, right. You stop what you're doing.
Yes.
And then yeah, and then this is the conversation where he's saying, "What's going on with you?" And then she says, "You know, well, if I'm not the hero," then she's just like, and then she says that like maybe I'm like Sid says that she's the hero.
No, Lenny's the hero.
Yes.
Well, Lenny, yes, Lenny, yeah, we definitely see Lenny prevents Sid from...
I was super on David's side. I was like, we have a conversation? Please put the gut down and let's just talk.
Yeah, because I thought that from the beginning, the last few episodes, that it was going to be Sid that created that future, mm-hmm. that David loses it. And you see, after that, more Davids start to be created. Suddenly there's three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're different, and he's still trying to hold it together. But the other two are doing a very good job of turning him.
Yeah.
Combined with everybody else.
Divod and Deved.
And Deved, yes.
Or DVD, or right. DVD. David. And like before that scene finally ends, we see that David, as like they both get knocked out, David goes over to Sid and he...
I did not see that that's what he was doing, though. I like that was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a little bit of a memory wipe or something. Yeah, we didn't quite know until...
I just thought it was nice, comforting. Oh, you wiped it.
Wiped her memory, yeah. But she still was very scared when she opened her eyes and saw him. She was like, jumped back. So there was something there.
Yeah, it was interesting that you were pleasantly surprised. That's what it was, because it's it was kind of an unpleasant turn of events.
Oh,
but
yes.
At the same time, in the interest of self-preservation, he's like, yeah, we got to take you back to before you were determined to shoot me. You know, so I think that as the season's gone along, and especially the last two episodes, I'm just like, you realize how you're getting played and doing exactly what he, the Shadow King, wants you to do.
Yeah.
And no, she doesn't realize it, but
Okay. Wait, because it's tied in, and somebody brought up chat, and I'm like, Sid later is like, what'd she say? You drugged me and you had sex with me.
Yeah.
That's later on. But
that's much later. But it's tied into the scene.
It's a little extreme.
Very extreme. He wiped your memory and you had sex with him too. That was not a one-way street.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Oh, that's where I was like, girl. She was never like, ooh, no, not right now. Like, she did say, I want to go to bed. But when he was there, she wasn't like... She said she never said no. She never pushed him off. She never was like, I don't want to do this. So for her to like essentially accuse him of raping her, I'm like.
And he said, I love you. And she said, I love you too. And then was right into it.
Yeah, she never said no.
I don't know about Rick, but I'm just glad that the women on the panel are the ones saying all these things.
Yeah, I know. You know
what? Just to borrow a quote from Pulp Fiction, I don't even have an opinion because I know better than I should.
Because it ties in. So, Seb Russ in the chat said, I would have been 100% on David's side except for the mind erase plus sexting, basically rape. Jay Becker says it was rapey. No, they were very consensually having sex because he's like, I can kiss you right now. She never, her kiss didn't look as enthusiastic as his. I will give you that. Because, like, some movies, we've talked about this on Star Trek, bad kissing. Like, oh, nothing worse than that. But, like... She was still into it, and again, never said no. Consent is sexy. Say no if you don't want to.
I know we should move on, but all he did was take her back to a place where she was okay with. Like, remember how much you liked
you
me,
like
2 days ago?
Right.
Yes.
Let's go there. Okay, great. Now that's where we are.
Okay, well, JJ says it was more sleazy and messed up than rape. I still don't think it was sleazy, though. Like... The racing the mind, yes, that's not cool.
Interesting.
They were a couple before, and her mind has been poisoned by Farouk, so it's not necessarily like.
All right,
he's
let me
complicated
be
de- not, but yeah.
Let me be devil's advocate. What if they'd gotten divorced and then he took her back to the point before they got divorced? You know, so if you take
then
it.
That would be sleazy.
So that's the same
if
thinking.
If she did it with of her own volition, but there's outside influences from someone else.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Being Farouk.
Yeah, so Sebra says she didn't say no, but he removed the memories from her mind that would have meant she would have said no. But only because Farouk put those thoughts there. I don't think she would have come to that conclusion if she hadn't met with Melanie and had those thoughts come. Because it was one of those, it's very Macbethian of like, I am told this stuff and I'm going to prevent it, and in the end I caused it. And you're like, oh, it's just nails on a chalkboard frustrating.
And literally, like you said, 2 days before that, they had a very nice moment in the tent, in the desert, at night. They were very much in love.
All right. So, we'll keep going. I mean, we'll keep moving forward. And like, we're going to probably have to come back to that part of that conversation. But first, I want to drop this little note for you guys that are watching. And thank you for watching. Hey, AfterBuzzers, here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality, TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But now we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you. It brings your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. Subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows. We're sure you'll love. Since you're already tuned in into sci-fi, superheroes, and fantasy, soon Preacher's going to be dropping. Luke Cage will be dropping. Cloak and Dagger just started. And so those are some shows that you can be watching in our genre.
Do animation as well. I cover anime.
Nice.
Just selfless plug there.
Yeah, and remember, exactly. No, but we have channels for other genres too. Yeah. That's what Carrie's noting. And please don't be shy about subscribing to them either. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. They're optional. It's easy. Hit the subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know what you did in the comments, we'll shout you out on air. Thanks for being the best fans. We promise to continue to do our best to serve you.
And what a better time to subscribe to the channel than this week after the season finale of Legion. So everybody who's tuning in for this, it's like, well, now you need something
new
else.
Shows, yeah. Yes. Marvel TV Weekly.
Oh, no, I mean, I wasn't going to say that. But I mean, if you're going to mention it, look, on Sunday, Carrie,
we'll
Zia, and myself.
We'll talk more about the finale then, too.
And Amy Martinez, all who have been on the show, there'll be the four of us. So thanks, Carrie. I didn't pay you to say that, but now I feel like I should.
I mean, okay, so let's talk about the Davids. We've got David, we've got D-Vod, and we've got maybe DVD. And if you guys watch in captions, that's how you'll actually know. And Tim Boggs, when he came here he brought this up, that they actually named the different Davids. And like, so they're having a conversation with each other. And this is the whole it's funny enough that I actually met John Hamm this past week, and I asked him if he could tell me, hey, what's happening this week on Legion? And he said, I know about as much as you do. So he's like, I'm waiting to see what's going to happen. So that was kind of cool to, but like, yeah, we have the return of his whole delusion narration.
Repeat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, real quick in the chat. I agreed with this one is, Jay Becker, so why didn't Future Sid just tell David, dude, you're going to blow up the world, so let's figure out for you to not be a shit and stop it together from you becoming a douche?
Oh, exactly. And please don't rape me.
Exactly. Gotta throw that in there, yeah.
A few people are arguing the fact that they changed the memory. She would have said no otherwise.
Yeah, it did go to a different alternate
timeline. I don't think those memories are really pure because they were affected by Farouk. But I agree. Like, she should have been like, hey, this is what I know. Communication. It really works wonders,
please.
People.
And
words!
And she was giving him so much crap for not telling her the whole truth, and then she did the exact same thing, and that's why we're in this mess.
Yep. Which I like you
smiling. I'm just thinking about it.
I know, we're just kind of like, let's talk about the Davids. So, I mean, so the narration comes back, and it's a delusion starts like, you know, like any other idea with an egg. And David's being shown by his other selves that cracked egg is actually when he meets Sid, and that's when his delusion actually starts, and the whole, and he keeps telling himself, I'm a good person, I deserve love,
because he didn't think that before. He didn't think that about himself. His entire life he was crazy and he had nobody and he was in dysfunctional relationships. And I think there's a certain part of you that, I know I've gone through something sort of like this, that when you don't feel that great about yourself, you have to constantly tell yourself over and over and over again that you are worth something. I think that's a little bit of that.
in that moment where they posit that that's when the delusion began, I was this close. And for those that are just listening on iTunes, it's a very small distance between my thumb and forefinger. I was about to lose it because I'm like, are they going to say that all of this was all in his head from that moment? There's nothing I hate more than that.
That's too cheap.
But I was glad that they didn't, because I was like, I held my breath and I'm like, okay, good. But it was very interesting to sort of revisit that moment, and you kind of see that, yeah, that is where his delusion starts, but it did actually happen, thankfully. So, you know, I think that moment that, you know, the question that I'd had occasionally in the first season was that maybe Sid wasn't real to begin with. So it was nice to sort of get back to that point. And I mean, she's definitely real, but it was hard to tell at first in the first season.
No, and considering too, that character actually doesn't exist in the comics. Mm-hmm.
And she's named Sid Barrett, which is a Pink Floyd reference. And you're just like, well, what is all this? You know? But so I don't know. It's, but I think that there was a lot to think about, and I think that the other Davids aren't just like the devil on his shoulder.
Yeah, you know, no, it's, I mean, like, I looked at one as kind of being the angel, the other one kind of being the devil.
Yeah, well, exactly. They're both kind of, you know, the halo's definitely askew, but the devil's not even that bad. You know, they're just sort of like these guys that are just, you know, it's almost like the Greek chorus that are like, you know, you deserve better than this, you know, and you know, not to get into the two specifics, but it's like at the very end, they're like, you should have listened to us. And he's like, yeah, I should have. So,
I mean, yeah, we've got the whole, like, now we've got this whole other part about God loves the sinner best. Mm-hmm. And then David, you know, he's like saying, he's like, no, but you're God. That's what at least one of his selves is telling him. One of his selves is telling him that. And he's like, you know what you need to do.
Which is a great setup for the exchange he has with Lenny, that God has plans for you. And I don't believe in God. And it's like, well, he believes in you.
And he was very confident in that moment, too. You could see that he was very much in control and feeling confident of the situation. He had a plan.
He's like, you want to go?
Yeah.
He's like, yes.
Absolutely.
Why would you want to stay?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. What is there for Lenny to stick around for?
But we're almost there, but in kind of talking about understanding their behavior, how okay were we with everyone's like, yeah, Fruit killed a bunch of people, but we're going to let him walk around. That's cool.
That was that moment. I mean, that also made me believe that Farouk is behind everything, because there's, whether or not David is a threat, Farouk is also either just as big, if not a bigger threat. So even if you need him to help you, I still wouldn't just, he looked like he was controlling everything. He just walked in, Puppet brazen master. As could be. Yeah. So that was another thing.
I think like, you go first.
Well, I think the primary difference between David and Farouk is that David is well-intentioned.
Yes.
And
yes,
if he has definitely made mistakes, that's something he'll have to live with. Farouk is never good intentioned.
No.
He is very focused on, you know, furthering his agenda, things that'll just make himself happy. You know, if you're familiar with the character from the comic books, he just, you know, inhabits a mutant and uses them up. Mm-hmm. He might make a very attractive young girl weigh 350 pounds and then decide to leave her, and then she's stuck being 350 pounds. So, you know, Farouk is not even slightly motivated by anything good. And I think David at least tries to be. I think that's the biggest difference between them.
Yes. And I was noticing that with the three different Davids. There was the one, you know, telling them that he deserves more. And then there was the other one that was, you know, I deserve to be loved. And then it was him in the middle being like, quiet, guys, I need to think. Like, still really trying to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even throughout all of that.
Yeah, I mean, so like,
do we think Farouk is in multiple people's minds? Douglas in the chat says Farouk kind of being inside everyone's mind, so they're arguably not in their right minds.
We don't know whose room that mouse went into. Yeah. You know, maybe
it looked like Sid's room.
No, but I mean, I'm sorry. Afterwards. Did he go into anyone else's room?
Yeah,
yeah.
Could have been very true.
Yeah.
And you got your mouse, it just didn't sing.
Yeah.
Well, that means that the mouse in that episode that sang maybe was actually, you know, a little foreshadowing the importance of the mouse. But anyway, I feel like Rick keeps trying to get something out.
I'm sorry, Rick.
Oh, no. Just the, right. I mean, like, they manage, like, Mail Carrie manages to, like, build, like, that crown to diffuse from...
Mm-hmm. Oh, it sounded like the things went into his head.
Yeah.
I did like his line. He's like, this will hurt. Yeah.
But yeah, but he diffuses him for a little bit. But then, at some point, he manages to undiffuse it. to get like to get the to like yes. have the little mouse so, be the yeah. yeah have the mouse just be kind enough. Of like the messenger.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, which I think is more a testament to just how powerful Farouk is. Mm-hmm. I feel like he probably could have done that at any time, but he was just sort of playing the long game. And he's like, mm-hmm. all right, I'm going to let them take me prisoner. It's sort of like how, you know, you can't actually confine David if he doesn't want to be. You know, yeah, right. I think Farouk and David are, you know, just these extremely powerful mutants that, you know, technology, I don't think can really hold them if they're determined.
Yeah, absolutely.
What did you guys think of the conversation? Okay, so when David and him are face-to-face and the conversation that they have between each other. I mean, I don't know if you guys have thoughts.
I felt like Farouk was toying with him a little bit. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was. He knew what he was doing.
David was very cocky in that scene. And that's basically to let us know, like, oh, it's not going to go the way he thinks it is.
Yes.
You know, that's just like, oh, David is so sure. And Farouk is even more sure that it's not going to go that way.
Yeah.
So I do like the scenes when they actually talk to each other, when it is Farouk, even when it's, you know, not in his body, but when it was in the astral plane, when it's, you know, basically those two actors interacting, not Farouk as one of the many other people that he's been throughout the course of the mm-hmm. series. I do really like when they talk to each other one-on-one. And I think that definitely delivered in this episode as well.
How about the whole, you can't make someone love you?
Then he's like, I tried
for 30 years. Ugh. Yeah.
That grossed me out so much. I'm like, really no, weird. That is not. Mm-mm. Nope.
Well, he sort of referred to himself sort of like a parent for.
I know. Yeah. But still yeah. not like in a romantic, but still no. like you've Skeevy. Been so horrible to him. How would you think he would love you back?
Do you think that he had any sort of feelings for David because he was with him for so long since he was a baby?
Sure.
That he has like a connection with David that maybe, I don't know. I was wondering that. You watched him
from baby until adult?
Yeah. And, I mean, he even said it. He says, like, you know, you went from being like this like sweet, innocent.
Yeah.
He says this in this episode.
To be revenge filled.
So.
Yeah. And everybody's definitely feeling the, just this beat after is the being punished for future crimes. One, it's very Minority Report. And two, it hasn't happened yet. So why should you be punished for it?
Yeah. I mean, anybody who understands anything about time travel is like, just because a future David did something doesn't mean that this David is going to do it. And by basically, you know, accusing him of it, you're, as we were saying before, you're going to ensure that it happens, basically.
Yep, pretty much. That, like, their behavior to him just made him more upset and made it happen the way it did. And it's do you understand you're making this happen?
He was still trying. He was
like, okay. He took a moment. He's like, okay, let's talk about this. And he's like, all right, F it all. Screw you all. Peace out. I'm done.
Yep.
Which I'm totally 100% Team David. No.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And Team David Lenny. And I'm like, yeah. Someone said ride or die. I agree.
Well, there's this brief little scene where we do see the Carries talking back and forth. And this is where, Z, as you said, we learn that female Carrie is the one that actually ripped the head off the Minotaur.
Yes.
And thoroughly enjoyed it and somehow tasted the blood.
She's all tasted them. Ew. It's
like, really?
Yeah.
And I thought for a moment that when male Carrie put his hands down like that, when he was discovering what happened on the hill, I thought in that brief second that he was like, really? You tasted the Minotaur blood, really?
But I thought that's what the reaction was, too, that he was very troubled. But no, it didn't it even faze him. Nope. He's just like, oh, yeah, blood. Yeah, sure, why not?
Sure, Carrie.
quick question. Christian, did you say you had read many of the comics? Or mm-hmm. Okay. Someone in the chat said, Cameron Holland says, maybe I'm just influenced by some of the comics, but does anyone think of David as a singular character?
I think from the TV show, he is a singular character. It's a conscious decision where his personalities are represented by other Davids. As we've talked about on this show and we've talked about on Marvel TV Weekly, the David Haller in the comics has very distinct different people, different personalities, and they have different powers. And I still think with the multiple Davids, they could have done that. They could have given, you know, DVD or David or however you want to break them all down. They could each have different powers, but I think that they just want him to sort of be this all-powerful thing. But this David, I do think of just one person, and I don't even know that he has multiple personality disorders. I just think his mind is so complex that that's how he has to navigate it, by talking to himself. But I think of this David very differently than the comic book David.
Thank you.
All right, so before
well, thank you for the chat.
Before we get into the trial and we kind of talk about the whole overall arc of the whole season, just wanted to say that you guys can always listen to us. If you don't see us right now on YouTube, you guys can always listen to us on iTunes. You can always download there. And please give us 5 stars because the other ones don't work. And it's absolutely free. And leave a comment there. I'll give you a shout out, I guess, next season. Mm-hmm. Or I'll go back. I'll give you a shout out in the comments, something. But that's where you guys can always find us, or on our other after shows too. So, mm-hmm. The trial. So there, I mean, so David basically walks into what he's thinking is bye bye Farouk, and instead it's the trial. It's, to me, I was like, it's the trial of David.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had me thinking it was the trial for Farouk up until,
the orb thing.
Well,
shows
no,
up,
or... until he asked him to come into the middle of the room with him and was like, "Hey, I need to talk to you." And then Sid and Mail Carrie
No.
And then that's when also
the way
David
they looked
realizes
at him.
That, yes,
yeah,
with very like a lot. There was a couple of moments I think throughout the episode also where when they first got back from the desert. And David was like, "I'll go to bed with you." And she was like, "No, no, I'll be fine."
Yeah.
And then David walks off. Mail Carrie gives him also kind of a weird look, like a weird telling look, I noticed. And I wonder if that's because there's also still just shadows from Farouk in there throughout the entire time. But yeah, it was a weird, sorry, that was like bringing it back. But it was a weird moment that I noticed. And then into the trial, it was again. Yeah.
So before the trial starts, there's that text on screen, and you know, it was a little long, but there were 2 points that I want to make, just how true they are. In the end, what is the sound of truth? And then also, if all the apples are bruised, then it is the unbruised apple that is bad. The sane man who's crazy. So that's when I was like, okay, yeah, they're definitely gonna screw over David, but I still didn't quite know how it was gonna happen. And yeah, the idea that they have just this terrible person in Farouk, and they're like, no, we're on his side, and David's the bad one, because definitely some questionable behavior by David in the very recent past for them. But I mean, they're just completely discounting, you know, the fact that this guy is beyond, you know, he's done so much worse.
He's killed tons of people.
Yeah, I mean,
comparison.
David's sister. You know, yeah. I mean, just you don't have to go back far. You know, you go back. He's been around. I think they've established on the show, but I mean, he's a couple hundred years old. You know, he's had a lot of time to do this sort of thing. So,
and he does it for fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it also kind of one of those things that where I'm thinking, at least I don't know about future Sid minus Arm, but in her future, where David gets so crazy, like he kind of blows up the world, versus Farouk, who doesn't want to blow up the world, he just wants to rule the world. So it's kind of, it's at least at that point of like, is it the destruction of all mankind versus, okay, we have like a dictator where people are still alive type situation.
So like the lesser of two evils, basically, they're trying to pick. Yeah,
or they know that maybe there's a better, like if mankind has a better survival rate with Farouk, and we can figure out how to take down Farouk later. Versus David, who just destroyed apparently, and I guess we'll find out maybe in season 3, maybe season 5, like you said, Christian. I mean, with the way this show works, we don't know.
Yeah, I mean, season 3, for all we know, could start off with Lenny and David running a bed and breakfast in Vermont and be like, isn't this show used to be about something different? We'll just have to go with it because it's what Noah wants to do.
I mean, so yeah, so David finally like decides, okay, I'm getting the F out of here. Gets out of there. He goes to Lenny, says, you coming along?
Yes.
And Lenny's like, yes.
So nice. And he just kind of walks through the wall too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was another one of those moments where I was prepared to be frustrated, where if it's like, if you can't get out of that, then, you know, you're not a real man. No, you're not. Like, just how strong he's supposed to be, just how powerful he is, you know. And then even Mail Carrie concedes like, well, it should hold him. Even he's like, not sure. So yeah, I think it was good to see just, you know, that he's capable of that sort of thing. And I think all that this whole exercise has done is David is much closer to realizing his full potential in terms of his powers. So, you know, thanks, guys.
Good job.
Yeah, I think as soon as Sid essentially betrayed him by putting him on trial, and like, that was not an intervention, that was trial.
Yeah.
And not really trying to talk to him like a normal person. I was like, I am over this ship. I'm done.
Yes.
Don't care anymore. Sid, I'm over you.
And then she brought up...
There, yeah, they're like, Blondie, there's no more Blondie.
Yeah, that was great. There ain't no Blondie no more.
Yeah.
Well, and then she also brought up medication and therapy. And he's like, back to the... Why would you remind him of a time that he hated?
When he says, he's a zombie, David.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was not a good tactic.
Yeah. So it's like...
Sorry. That was the best they were offering for him. Yeah. Was to like, so you want to go back to being a zombie, right? Yep. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, drooling in a wheelchair. Fun.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
leave your comments down below. Are you team Sid, team David? You know, are you still wanting that ship or over it?
I mean, if you're not team David, you're automatically team Farouk. No matter who you think you're on the team of, you are on Farouk's team. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so like, let's talk about the season for a second. So... We talked about it where I kept saying it over and over and over. Christian, I think every time I said it, you weren't here. But I was always like, where is Melanie? I think Melanie is going to show up. And she did show up for about a whole episode. Yes. But otherwise, she really wasn't there. In this season finale, right, we didn't see Ptonomy at all. Yeah. I don't think we've seen him for like the last two episodes.
We haven't seen him for a while.
Yeah, so there's no...
And people are saying, like, well, he's here in the... He's in the mainframe, whatever. But no, but we didn't get to see him for a while now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the... Okay, so then the cow didn't get addressed? Christian, I don't know if you...
No, yeah. I mean, I certainly remember the cow. And, I don't know. There's so many shows that just stick a cow in to be weird, and they don't know they explain
it. See, I don't know if you remember the cow, like, in the series where it just kind of, like, randomly in the hallway, everybody kind of just runs by it. Yep, they never really addressed the cow.
They never came back.
Although, maybe this is a no-brainer, but I know someone in the comments, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, was talking about...
Oh, it's the, you see something, and that's not really what it was, because you see a rooster, and it's not something that was
in the... duck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So it's not a cow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're just perceiving it as a cow.
Maybe. But again, it was still...
But then what is it?
Yeah. And why?
Oh, it's a horse. Okay, yeah. That's normal.
Someone
that's fine.
Forgot to fix it in post. So, we don't quite have some of this answered, but at the finale in the intro of season one to season two, the orb. So we know that Sid sent the orb back to capture
and
David.
And
he created it. But we didn't really get to see that this season. So maybe next season, or Christian, maybe season five is where we see the actual creation of the orb. This is the point of where we can maybe go back and capture David.
Yeah, it's hard to get a sense, and I mean, obviously they intentionally didn't want it to know, of like exactly when future Sid is from, when that would have been set back.
What happened to her arm?
Yeah, right, exactly. So there's still a lot that should happen between now and then. So, although I was getting the sense during the season that we were going to see a lot of that at the end of season two. But it'll be interesting to see what he does next, that basically his friends are all against him now.
And then, I mean, the other thing too was I thought that it was really cool this season where they started exploring the relationship between the two Carries, and female Carrie was starting to taste food and she's starting to poop, and then they kind of just abandoned that. They kind of abandoned that, and so like, would you guys have wanted to see more of that, or hopefully maybe like next season they'll actually explore the dynamics of their relationship?
Maybe a gag here and there, like a joke here and there, but I don't need that much, because then otherwise it's one of those like, you get it.
Yeah, I'm with
you.
Like,
maybe an exciting new discovery. Like, okay, we get like some of the bodily functions, but maybe she discovers something that maybe we consider mundane, but she's like, oh my gosh, like sparkling beverages. Ooh, it tickles my nose. Or something like... we take for granted, but she's never had. So she'd be like, this is exciting.
So nothing too dedicated to that, but you like little sprinkles of
yeah,
like an aside cute. Where theoretically she like sneezes for the first time ever.
Yeah, and she's or something like that.
What the? Yeah.
What okay. was that?
No. Those are fun.
Yeah.
But sure. Otherwise, if it's too much, you just go, I get it.
Then how did you guys like the overall season compared to season one?
Ooh. It was different. It was slower.
It's different.
Yeah.
I'll say it. Disappointing. I really liked season one. Season one was great. I think that
season two getting that extra episode did not help the pace at all. I think that the episodes being longer than an hour, while interesting in the moment, it just felt like a little bit more of a slog. I know a few people, including my wife, who gave up on the show this year, who really loved it the first season and was just like, you know, I was talking to her tonight before I came here. I was just saying, like, I don't know how much you would have liked the finale. She's like, you know what? I don't miss it. So I think the show turned a few people off, but I think those who stuck in are definitely rewarded, not because it's all satisfied, but it's like, oh my God, well, they you know, raised all these new questions while answering some old ones, and I'm excited to see what happens. And if it left me in a feeling where I'm like, oh, I don't care what happens, then they didn't do a good job. But I think I said this about season one, even though I like season one more. I think the show will work best as a binge.
Yes.
Because of, I love the standalone episode about Sid. I liked the standalone episode where it was mostly Melanie. I liked all the Davids and the Singing Mouse, as Carrie knows. But to watch them and then have to wait a week for like the story to advance was a little frustrating. So I think even if you don't binge them all in a sitting, that's probably going to make your head explode. But you know, if you watch it over a few days, I think it'll probably be more satisfying.
A lot of chat is agreeing with you that season one. There are shows like that, though, that are better when you can just get to the next thing because you're like, it's taking forever. I just need the next piece of information, or it's just too much information that you're like, I need more context. So can I hurry up and get that?
Yeah, I wonder how the Marvel Netflix shows like Daredevil, Luke Cage, etc. would be if you had to wait a week to see the next one.
Ooh.
You know, instead of like, oh, look, Iron Fist fell off the roof and now I have to wait a week. Or I'm just like, oh, look.
Oh, I can tell you that one right off the bat. It's like, oh, okay, that's fine. What else is on Netflix? You said Iron Fist?
Don't bother watching.
Yeah, what else is on Netflix? That's what I'd be saying.
I know I'm an island unto myself, but I, as Carrie knows, I am hashtag Team Danny Rand, and I'm very excited to see him in Luke Cage season two.
Okay.
Maybe more excited than seeing Luke. But anyway.
Yeah.
Hey guys, you know what? That's it for now. That's it for the show.
Well, you know,
Christian Black just killed me.
Westworld is that kind of show that I think I enjoyed it better. I did it as a show here, and week to week, like, oh, it just took so long. But you have more time to develop your theories. But I watched it with some people after as a marathon. I'm like, oh, this is so much rewarding just getting to that next piece of information. So I agree with you. I think Legion would probably be better and people enjoy it more when they can binge it.
Maybe I should just do that with season three. Like, you know, not be able to fill
just
in
wait,
here on this
yeah.
show. And just like, you know what, I'm just going to I'm gonna record
then
it.
You
and
you can come
watch
back
it.
And let us
yeah,
know.
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah, like, we'll invite you back.
I'll come back for the end, for the finale.
Yeah.
I'll be like, yeah, it was a long day. I watched the whole season, but yeah.
And then, yeah, a lot of people are saying it was very slow pace.
I think a problem maybe is just that because they took such a long time to get to the battle of David and Farouk. You know, it's just like, it's like they drag that part out. So maybe if they would have sped that up just a little bit. Because, I mean, I'm at least satisfied with the twist. That neck that's going to lead into next season of, okay, now they're going to be chasing David and Lenny together.
I think it helped that it ended very strongly.
So that way. But in terms of, the season. In
it's
terms
a
of
strong
just,
ending, but it is one of those, like, okay, I need more.
I'm not going to be cool with David and Lenny like having any kind of relationship because that is his sister's body.
Yes.
So
that is a little weird.
And I know he's adopted, if I remember correctly, this iteration of the character. But still, I thought about it after I was done watching the episode, and all I could think was
weird.
Ew.
Yeah.
And we kind of have explored, you know, what Lenny or Lammy, as I like to call her,
yeah, some people are saying that too.
In terms of is she you know, does she just like girls? Does she like guys? The dynamic of their relationship.
Yeah. I don't remember your name. Somebody commented on YouTube. Mm-hmm. No, very specifically, she's a lesbian.
She's
not bi.
Yeah.
Because she was checking out, which we actually saw in this one.
Yeah.
She's checking Sid out with David. Mm-hmm. She's not like, hey, David, and that. She's more like they're buddies.
Yeah.
Like, her and David are best buds. Almost like she's a guy in his eyes of like, they're just, you know, same level. Interesting thought and question from the chat, or a point that for the panel, Jean Ann, it was darker this year. I liked it, but I don't recommend it to as many folks this year. Do we feel this was a darker season? So it's not quite as like, you have to watch season two compared to how you felt about telling people about season one.
Go ahead. Oh, sorry. I was going to say, I feel like this character was this season was a lot more character development. It was very focused on all of the characters, which it was slower, but I didn't hate it because it all tied in to ultimately how everything turned out. because it made you really pay attention to each character and what was going on with them. And they threw a lot of little nuances in there that's like, oh, why is this person doing this? And why is this person doing that? So I didn't hate it, but I definitely agree that as a binge would be better.
I think with season one, I felt like if I recommended it to someone, I'm like, if you got to stick with it, but you'll like it. I don't know that, say, those same people that I told about season one, if I would feel confident that they would actually like season two.
Okay, or let's look at it this way. You guys are saying season one. Mm-hmm. Season one had 8 episodes. Mm. Season two had 11 episodes. Yes. So if season two had 8 episodes, would season two be better, more enjoyable?
That's what some people are saying as well. Okay. Yeah. I mean, not like I could tell you this episode was filler, but I felt like they probably could have condensed it.
Yeah, and also, mm-hmm. as a creator, it's great when you work for a network that is going to say, like, oh, you need an hour and 9 minutes? Oh, you need an hour and 32 minutes? Great, you can have it. Sometimes it helps when the network's like, so you have to deliver, you know, what, 42 minutes, mm-hmm. and that's what you get. I think that maybe the story would have felt rushed at times, but I do think that it would have helped to, you know, you have to do it within those guidelines. You know, this is how long it has to be. So I think that could have helped.
It probably would have sped up the meeting of Farouk and David for sure, in terms of like, imagine, yeah, 3 episodes ago, if this is what we saw, maybe we would have been more satisfied.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I don't mind having more, but it's just a slower paced season.
Yeah, just more in the sense of recommending it to other people. Yeah. It's tough to be like, you have to stick with this, and you might be mad at me when you're done, but I liked it. I liked where it ended. Yes. Yeah,
this was good. Yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, that is it for season 2 Legion finale AfterBuzz. Christian Blatt, where can everybody find you?
Everybody can find me on Twitter and Instagram at ChristianDMZ. And I've mentioned it twice before, but I'll mention it one more time. Marvel TV Weekly is Sundays at 10. And this week, I'll be joined by Zia Carey and Amy Cassandra Martinez, who's also been on this show. And I hear Tony B. Tony.
Hey-o.
Yeah, at Tony B. Tony _. There you go. I gave you a plug. He will also be engineering that show. And he will chime in about Cloak and Dagger, Legion, and getting ready for Luke Cage season 2.
Zia?
You can find me on Instagram at Zia_land. That's XIA_LAND. And tomorrow is Thursday. Yes, it's the Archer finale at 7 p.m.
Woot!
Ayo.
And then,
and then Marvel TV Weekly.
Christian said I'll be here Sunday, Marvel TV Weekly. Yeah.
And my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's KARIDLANE. On Sundays, I have The Expanse. I think this weekend is the Westworld finale. We have this. Oh, no, maybe it's 2 more. I don't know. It's close to the end for that one. Marvel TV Weekly, as well as Box Office Breakdown. Monday is Handmaid's Tale. Tuesday is Horror Movie News, as well as Anime, which we cover Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. And then today we did the Sense8 finale and Legion. Yay!
I'm exhausted. I didn't even do all those shows. Just hearing you do them, I'm tired. All
right, guys. Yes, you can find me as well on the Expanse After Show with Carrie. Woo! We've got Dominique Tipper.
We have guests this weekend.
Yeah, we got, so please tune in. And then you guys can catch me weekly on Sundays at 7 p.m. as I cover everything that's Netflix. And that's it, I guess. So, like, you guys can find me at Rick Hong, RickHong. And until next season, thank you for joining us.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.